Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
I got to start this off in a little different kind of flavor before we get into it. A lot of people don't realize that when we're doing this show, all of us get texts from friends and people across the board while the show is going on. Some people try to correct us. Some people say we said something crazy. Some people try to give us some stats. Some people say play that music again. But then we had one listener out of Knoxville, Tennessee, that during this dialysis every morning, he listened to us and chimed in with us. He was a teammate of mine by the name of Michael Fox, who played with me in Alabama A&M, and he was also went into Hall of Fame with me a few years ago. Michael Fox was an unbelievable guy, and I'm talking in the past tense because we lost him on the Tuesday suddenly of a massive heart attack. And this is one of the ones that hit me. We always, it hits you hard when you lose someone. But I didn't know. I noticed, came back and I was talking last night, I noticed that he didn't text me yesterday. And I thought that was kind of strange. Then I found out later in the day that he left us and departed us. Michael Fox was an unbelievable guy, one of the most charismatic guy you have ever encountered, very smart. He was in telecommunications, a major. He was my partner in crime as we had our little music group on campus, playing in talent shows as a football team and things of that nature. He played the piano song as well. He's just a talented, just a beautiful guy. The only thing that we should go head to head on that he's a member of Mega Sci-Fi fraternity, but you know this guy was phenomenal, and all prayers go out to him, to wife, and his family, because that was a tough one. So I want to pause for the calls to recognize a friend of the show, an avid listener of the show, a supporter of our show, and a dear friend of mine, a lifelong friend. I will definitely miss him. So I just want to put that out there on this Thursday. May he rest
so
in heaven.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I don't say that. This was an unbelievable guy. I'm serious. And all the comments on Facebook I posted about on Facebook. You just read some of the comments from former coaches and players and people, not even teammates, just people on campus. He was a very popular guy. On our campus at schools.
Wow. Prayers to you and his family.
I tell people,
go ahead, Matt.
I tell people all the time, I said, you know, a lot of people listen to us on the air and they think it's just people here in Raleigh, but we, like you just said, Reese, we have people all over the country listening to us, family, friends, teammates, new listeners all the time. So, you know, and we always consider to be somewhat of a family because, people we probably never met before, but they call in all the time, like James and Riley and other people.
Yep.
You know, we end up being like a family. So we enjoy what we do. And you can tell, you know, you guys out there listening to us mean a lot to us. So continue to take care of one another. And that was a tough one last night, Reese. I actually thought about it when you were talking about it. We were just joking about it the other day. Just called in. I think I was giving you guys a hard time about something, but
by Alabama A&M, and that was Monday. Yeah. Monday, and,
wow.
And I looked at the text and said December 18th. Tell K-Mac to give us a hard time. That's what he said. And I mean, it was this was therapy for him. Every we used to go to dialysis every morning. He would listen to us, and it was he told me to help him get through that. And like K-Mac said, you never know how you touch people. You never know how you just help people get through their day. And that's why, you know, we feel honored and privileged to do what we do because we help so many people. So, Michael Fox, may he definitely rest in peace. But, all right, DC, I just had to drop that on there, man. It was on my heart. I wanted to just let everybody know what was going on. But here's another thing I got going on, guys. You know, we used to talk about all the time about in October, so much sports going on. Damn, it's so much sports going. did you realize that K-Mac, your crew, on the other end, Appalachian State beat Coastal Credit, I mean Coastal Credit, Coastal Carolina last night.
Blew my whole perfect record for the year.
I know.
My season opening prediction has been blown.
I mean, I'm talking about, did anybody see that coming? See, I'm telling you, one of the best teams in North Carolina is App State. It's been that way all year. NC State this year is playing pretty decent, but if you had to rate the teams in North Carolina, App State going to be somewhere close to the top, if not the number, the second best team in the state of North Carolina, straight up. Yeah. I mean, Coastal Carolina was ranked number 14th in the country. Wow. I've never been, you guys ever been to App State? DC, you ever been there?
I have been out to Boone before, yeah. For a game, though. It's beautiful.
Oh, okay. K-Mac, Pam, you ever guys been up that way? I've never been there before.
I've been to Coastal Carolina several times.
No, I've never been.
But not App State.
Several times. And it reason you had to go down that path.
Let me clarify that. I am a marketer. My job. And they were one of my clients. I had to go there. Well, my client was on their campus. That's what that was.
I was just going to say.
Sonic brand. We did local marketing with Coastal Carolina.
Wait a minute. Kevin, did you hear that?
I heard what she said. Same thing. Local marketing with Coastal Carolina.
Yeah. Every now and then you flex. I have to flex. Let them know.
You know, Mikey Carey got us yesterday.
He read us for real. He was still calling me. He was still calling me laughing about that. They said, boy, you got some good. You sure that's your friend?
I know. It go pay him on the message. Get him, Mike. Get him. Like, you egging him on. But as I mentioned.
Well, Pam, I want you to know this, though, Pam. Reese told me a long time ago, Reese always part these words of wisdom every now and then. He said, Mac, if it's true, it ain't flex.
That's right.
I never thought about it like that.
Think about it.
I said, okay. He said, if it happened, it did flex it. But the only reason I don't go to Boone, Reed, because, I'm afraid of heights. So I can't go that far.
That is so stupid. Okay. Anyway.
I thought he was going to say something else.
I know. Because, some place you can't go for other reasons. Trust me. I'll tell you after the show. But anyway. Yeah,
you know what? Boy, this show is dangerous.
It's detrimental to your health.
I can tell you.
Hey, alliances are shaky. Let me tell you right there. But what? I'll tell you, you got football, you got best, you got NBA, you got Major League Baseball playoffs. Shout out to the Braves. We'll talk about that later. Then you got NFL tonight. It is so much going on. It's absolutely crazy. But guess what? Our Hornets, being here from North Carolina.
Wait a minute. Hey,
LaMelo Ball.
The Charlotte Hornets.
The Charlotte Hornets.
Last week, I was the only one. Go Hornets. Everybody,
no, you got to confuse the Panthers. I'm sorry, Pam.
Fam. We talk about the Hornets now.
No, the 50 points. That Reese was talking about. It
was 59. It was 59 points. You're right. You're right, Pam. You're right.
Hey, that was Bobcats throwback night. Okay.
it really was. They played that way too.
Exactly.
By the way.
So they gave us exactly what they told us they were going to give us. But I'm with you, Pam. I'm all in on the Hornets, Pam.
They gave us half of Bob Johnson's age.
You know what? He was the original owner of the Bobcats. Bob Johnson, who's a member cap upside, I'm going to mention. How arrogant you have to be. Yes, he is.
How arrogant
you have to be to name your team. Listen to me. His name is Bob Johnson. Bobcats. Think about it.
you ain't gonna ever live this down.
And they were terrible. They were absolutely terrible. This was a vanity project for Bob Johnson. It really was.
Boy, you talk about new personified. Oh, my God.
It came back. It made sense, huh? Don't it make sense?
Oh my God, does this make so much sense?
No, hey, you notice nobody was waving that capital flag when Bob Johnson's name came out. You noticed that. But anyway, they're the Hornets down. They have a new owner, Michael Jordan. Our main man, Fred Whitfield, is also one of the key executives there. They got busy last night. It was an awesome game. They defeated the Indiana Pacers 123-122. P.J. Washington had two free throws with about 4.6 seconds left to win that game. Pacers were the team that blew out the Hornets in the play-in tournament last season, which is a good point. I forgot about that, Dennis, but, yep, they were. Melo Ball showed up. He dropped 31 points, K-Mac. The kid, I think they got that one right. You know, Gordon Hayward, 27. So with those two, got two guys on there and really playing the way they can play, the Hornets may be okay this year, guys. Maybe.
They will be.
The Hornets will be okay. You heard it here first. The Charlotte Hornets are going to the playoffs. They will not be in the play-in game. They will be in the playoffs this year.
But we love hearing Eric Collins, who's been on the show before. Thank you. Eric Collins, he always gets very, very excited about making calls. He's a play-by-play guy for the Hornets. Let's hear this call he made on P.J. Washington's game-winning free throws. Let's take a listen. I know.
P.J. Washington's got gravel in his guts.
Tip your cap to Mr. Washington.
It's free throws, bro. It's free throws.
I know. But they were game-winning free throws. Man. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I understand the pressure. Trust me.
Let's hear from Melo Ball talking about last year playing loss to the Pacers. They avenged that one last night.
Wonderful ball game. 31 points for you in 29 minutes. This must feel great to get a win here at home on opening day.
Man, it feels great. Like I said, we all knew what they did to us in the play-in game. That was my attitude the whole game. Like, oh, we're not going to let that happen again. So we came out here, played our hearts out, and we got the win.
Melo Ball, man. Superstar. Mass superstar.
Had his parents watching him last night.
Oh yeah?
Say we got a superstar in Charlotte.
What's it, Mac?
Are we gonna be able to say we got a superstar in Charlotte?
You know what? Wow. Here's a great question.
Cam Newton's the last superstar we had in Charlotte.
Who was the last superstar we had superstar we had in Charlotte? Cam. Was it Cam?
Cam, yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
K-Mac got it.
Yeah. I think you're right, Mac. Well, Melo Ball is the next one. And Hornets went on like a 24-0 run in the third quarter to get this game back close because they was down. But here's the final call by play-by-play guy Eric Collins on the big game last night. Not win a ball game. How about win the ball game?
Hornets, he said.
I know. Eric, come on, man. You shut a little short. He's like, they won a game. A game.
I know it's been a while since he's been on the scene, but yeah. You know, take it easy, bro. Let the ball come to you, bro. Don't force it. You forcing it right now. You're pressing. Just let it come to you, man.
I say doing your thing. I love it.
Yeah.
Give me more Eric Collins, please.
He has a lot of coffee. I put it that way. He has a lot of coffee.
DC, A ball game. DC, come on now.
A ball game. It could have said the ball game.
Whatever.
Okay.
Ooh, touchy Thursday.
DC, I'm feeling the energy. I'm feeling it.
Exactly. The energy is what I need. I don't care what he says. I just need that energy.
That's true. Man, I go for that.
Well, let's segue right from that to interesting thing that happened. I didn't realize this until I saw the story. You know, we all know about Ben Simmons and this whole debacle up there. He playing with the sweatpants on with a cell phone in his pocket, which you can't make this up at practice. I mean, so he got tossed out of practice. He got suspended. So, of course, the 76ers had a big game against New Orleans Pelicans on last night. But once they got into New Orleans the night before, they went to dinner as a team. They had a team-only dinner. and they aired out all their differences and talked about it, which I thought was a good idea. And you know, sometimes you have to talk like men, like adults, put everything on the table. And it seemed like Pam and Kim, man, that's what happened. It's good when you got issues to talk about things, huh?
Yeah, you got to talk through. Good. Communication is key.
Oh boy, here we go.
Boy, that's always so.
Communication is key. That's
Pam, let me ask you a question. Why is there always some subtle messages in your statements?
It's like, the truth.
You always put a James White on us. It's always more. It's
always
more
to the story.
It more to the statement with Pam.
Communication. I mean, communication
success on the
is
court
key.
Is also going to start with communication, right? You can't have beef, and then you try to play together.
You can't. It just looks
you
bad.
Can, but it shows up too.
It just looks bad.
People start saying stuff like, "I know, man, you just babysitter." Okay, Embiid. Okay, Joel Embiid.
I know. But they were saying that it was good just to laugh and joke a little bit, and just talk about how they can be a team. And they went out there the next night and beat the Pelicans without Zion and some other people. But they still beat them 117-97, which was impressive because they had a lot of turmoil going on. But let's hear from Joel Embiid had 22 points, 6 rebounds. Brandon Ingram led the Pelicans with 25 points. Anthony Gargano of 97.5, the Fanatic, talked about don't expect Ben Simmons to show up on Friday, because that's when the next game is on Friday. This is what he had to say.
I would bet my pinky toe that he doesn't play. He doesn't even show up to the arena Friday night.
100.
What'll happen is he'll get kicked out of practice tomorrow when they come back, and he'll be suspended for Friday night. There's no way I could fathom him walking into that arena. He has done tested the fans' patience enough. They love that kid. You know, like they tried to will him, and they're done. I mean, you could well imagine what this fan base has been through since the whole process started, from Colangelo's wife and the Twitter eggs to Markel Fultz, who didn't want to shoot. I mean, this thing has been one craziness after another.
I would have some sympathy for them, but they're Philly fans.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
You know
that.
What I mean? They're Philly fans. Philly fans are akin to, I don't know, University of Tennessee Volunteer fans to me at this point.
So, yeah. What do you do? Do you just say, "Hey, man, you get just take a rest, man"? I mean, what do you do as an owner, as a coach? What do you do?
Well, here's how I know if he's really going to come to practice now. Did he lose any money in the cell phone debacle the other day?
Yes, he did.
His ass will be at practice. Here's what I would tell you. He will be at practice minus the cell phone today. If he didn't lose any money the other day and he just got sent home, trust me, he may get sent home again. But the fact that he's losing money on top of he's already lost like $1.8 million.
Yeah.
And he lost more money yesterday, minus the game, because he didn't play in the game. That's another game check. If he gets tossed out again, he don't play Friday. That's another game check. So, yeah, these are game checks. Game checks are different than, you know, the fines and all. Game checks are different for these guys.
Yeah. But, no, I forgot. Yeah, Philly's just – right now. Maybe you don't want to get drafted by Philly. Markel Fultz going there. He can't shoot.
It's Philly.
I mean, all kinds of stuff.
Tell us how you really feel about Philly.
Yeah, that is so Philly though. You think about it, man. But
it ain't shady if it's true.
That is right there.
There you are.
It's not flexing nor shady if it's true. But but you know, I know Philly needs three things. they need a couple of things to get back on track. They gotta have that Pepsi Zero sugar. We've been talking about this. We say this every day. Secondly, you got to have your Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. And thirdly, last but not least, you got to rock with the official sports apparel of the Sports Shop, which is Under Armour. It will keep you right. It keep you tight all night. Trust me, it will. Get it right. Get it right. Get it tight. Get it right. Get it tight.
Get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it tight.
Color Park, Bubba Sparks, Ying Yang Twins.
Free throws, free throws,
free throws.
Hey, and they were beautiful free throws, okay?
Oh, we came back on that one.
They were beautiful free throws. Y'all get out of here.
Apparently.
Get out of here.
That's the guy you won't call your walkout in the morning going to work.
Yeah.
Here he is, the Earl Reese on his way to work.
Huh? I want
Look
him.
At her. There goes Pam Thompson Smith.
There you go.
I want to hire
her. Walk. She walk.
If and when I eventually get married, I want Eric Collins calling us out when we're going like yes. to and from, like now introducing the husband and the bride.
Right. They're coming down the aisle together.
Exactly.
What's going on?
I'm wow. just saying. I'm just saying.
See that? There she is. Well, I'm trying to tell you, boy, she undefeated. She always lurking in the weeds.
She's a wedding planner, though.
I'm going to avoid that question right now.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
DC, what are we playing and why are we playing it and what you been going back to? That's a lot of questions.
We're playing a little Sam and Dave Soul Man today. You know, we're throwing it back all the way to the birth year of our very own Pam Thompson Smith.
Oh, that's why she never heard of it.
Whoa.
Whoa. That's why she hadn't heard it, because she was just born.
1967.
I did not know this was in the 50s. I didn't know this song was from the 50s.
Yeah, 52,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa, God. 67? Come on now.
57?
It don't matter.
Was that 57?
When you were born, it's how you look right now, as long as you can't
tell. Ooh.
Hey, wow. Tell her she's wrong, K-Mac.
I ain't good.
I ain't gonna do that.
He reflects when it's the truth.
You know what?
Tell
you
me
gotta
you
love it.
Her.
You gotta love it when it come back to you. You gotta love it when it come back to you.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Oh man, 1967. That's a great year. Got some great music out of that year. I love that Deshaun Watson was born in 1967.
He was born in 67, all right.
but what's really interesting, we all know this, what's going on with Deshaun in terms of obviously the allegations associated with him for 22 people. Just inappropriate behavior with 22 females, things of that nature, unwanted behavior. But it turns out, K-Mac and Pam, that they may be finally coming to an end of this conversation as it relates to where he's going to be working. He's currently with the Houston Texans, but it looks like there's a rumor that the negotiation between the Texans and the Miami Dolphins have intensified in recent days, and there's an optimism that Washington could be traded as early as this week. Okay? Even if trade, think about it. So this, because we hadn't talked about Deshaun, he was the topic of the day for about 2 or 3 months in the summertime, leading up to what the open of the season. So do they make this pick? Again, the Dolphins, Houston has put a huge asking price on Washington, asking for 3 first-round picks. And I know the Dolphins have some stored away because of the other trades they made previously, but you trade Tua and 3 first-round picks to get Deshaun Watson, that made sense to interview, is my question.
I don't know. Well, for Miami, it makes sense for them. But I was seeing a three-way coming down the pipeline, which I was excited about, kinda, because I always said Deshaun should be coming to Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Right? So now there is a room. Now, you know, of course, it's a rumor for us because we like to see it in our heads.
Yeah.
That we would get Tua, give up the draft picks because we have them, of course, because we don't ever do the right thing with them anyway.
Right.
And the draft picks go to Houston and Deshaun goes to Miami. Not sure about that, but I don't think Miami is in a position to give up all 3 of those draft picks, first round draft picks. So I think they may need some help to make the deal work.
Yeah, real quickly, do you want Tua? Oh, go ahead, Pam. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I'm coming from a different perspective just in thinking of, I know it's innocent until, you know, proven guilty, but October is Domestic Violence Month. And so as you think about that and thinking that 22 women, you know, have accused him of some type of assault, but yet, you know, he's still moving on. You know, people, maybe Houston is getting rid of him because of what may happen. But, you know, it's just, I just hope it doesn't get lost for the women. 22.
Absolutely. Women, yeah, I mean, Oh, we stand on the hill with him now. I can tell you right now. In terms of this, I don't think nobody is.
You know,
I mean,
when something like that's going on, maybe you should have to sit out until it's, you know, handled
resolved.
And then resolved. Mm-hmm. And then that way, when you have enough money to keep having it put off, you'll want it to be resolved so you can continue to move on with your life so these women can move on with theirs. So I'm just taking a different perspective on that today as I think about this, what this month is about, what it stands for.
A good point. I think we're going to try to get somebody on this week to talk about
we
that,
are.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Mac, so my question to you, do you want to tour watching the football team? And be honest.
Honestly, he's just too injury prone for me right now. If it wasn't for the injury thing, I would say yes, because he's better than anything that we've had, actually. But I don't know, man. The injury thing, I don't know. I would like to see him get with a team that has a little bit more potential than Miami did. And see if he could play better, right? Because I see, you know, we've seen some quarterbacks that got into other places, got new homes, and, you know, we're like, wow, who's this guy? You know, so I would like to see that, but I don't know. I'm not sold just because of his availability.
Yeah. No, and that's my point. I think I was wrong about Tua. We love Tua. Tua was great for Alabama. I'm not sure he's going to be great at this next level. Injury problem we talked about. He looks so small out there. It's so hard for him to throw the. It's like it's the effort for him to even throw a 30-yard pass. And that could be injury prone, whatever. But I think we was wrong. If we were being honest with ourselves, I think we were somewhat wrong. Maybe he could have watched him, but I think we were somewhat wrong about potentially what he could do in the NFL. It may change. But think about this. Justin Herbert went after him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you imagine if those guys could do a do-over? He'll probably be the number one pick in that draft. If I'm, a couple years ago, whenever it was. But anyway, back on Washington real quickly. Adam Schefter talked about this trade, guys. Let's see what he had to say quickly.
If there were a deal that were going to happen, it would have to come this or next week. And these two sides have had discussions, and at various points. Various people have thought a deal is going to happen, only to not have it happen. And again, you're going to have three different parties sign off on this deal because Deshaun Watson has no trade. So he'd have to be good with going to Miami, which I think he would be. The Dolphins would have to be good with what they'd be giving up. And the Texans, of course, would have to be good with the compensation they'd be getting back. Look, a Dolphins-Texans deal has been in play all along. John McClain has said it could happen this week, and that's certainly possible. We'll see the timing on this right now. But this is something that's also been out there for quite some time, and we'll just have to see if it does indeed get done by the trade deadline 13 days from now. He still faces also situations, 22 lawsuits regarding sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior that have prevented him from playing this season as well. Field, he's denied those accusations, but that is also hung over to Deshaun Watson as these trade talks have been going on.
Wow. And FYI, the trade deadline is November 2nd. That's why this thing is really heating up.
So it's really going to pick up steam. But the three first rounders with the allegations still hanging over him and all that makes it kind of an unattractive deal for somebody, because you would really have to protect yourself, because you trade three first round picks, and then depending on how this trial comes out, depending on how these allegations come out, you could be out of three first round picks and no quarterback.
Right.
So. Yep. And you're going to be out of a job if you're the GM. That's going to be
a bad decision.
That's a go big or go home risk for real. He's like, woof.
Well, you know what? I think kind of Pam kind of talked to this a little bit. Mina Kines kind of, let's close this out with this, her comments on the Deshaun Watson situation isn't about football. Let's take a listen.
because every week they're getting asked, why, what's the story with this guy? Why is he out there? Why is he not on the team? Are you going to go to him now that Tyrod Taylor is out? It's not only a tremendous distraction, it's also, it puts everyone in a terrible position. We shouldn't be talking about this story in a football context. This is no longer a football story. I don't want to talk about, is Deshaun Watson going to play this week? I don't want to talk about, are the Miami Dolphins going to trade for Deshaun Watson? Because what is happening off the field is so much more serious in scope than a football conversation.
That's right.
That is. That is.
It is. It is tough, though. I just found it once the FBI got involved in the allegations and all of a sudden it just, I don't know.
It went away. It got quiet.
Really quiet on everybody's part. I was just like, wow. Okay.
So that's, we'll follow this one. This is going to be interesting to see what developments of whether he's going to make it to Miami or not. We'll see. Two other quarterbacks real quickly have injuries. One is Baker Mayfield. He's out of the game tonight. They play the Broncos. Baker Mayfield is out with a torn left shoulder, labrum, in his left shoulder. Then, and they play against the Broncos, who's quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is questionable for tonight with a quad injury. So, injuries affected both of those teams, and we'll see how that game has turned out. I mentioned earlier, top of this hour, is that college football. Look quickly, highlight K-Mac's Coastal Carolina. I'm going to get it right soon.
My Chanticleers.
They was ranked 14th in the nation.
Ah,
hell, they ranked high. Right, they ranked higher than the NC State.
As they should be.
Lost, they ranked higher than lost, Carolina.
Damn sure as they should
be.
No comment. Anyway, App State. Yeah, really. App State defeated the number 14 ranked Coastal Carolina last night. And, of course, they was looking, hopefully, to be one of the potential contenders in the playoffs, college football playoffs this year. I don't think that's going to happen.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I didn't go that far.
Right, here's the question, though. App State. Dennis, correct me, and maybe you can find App State. They've only lost one game this year, and it was to a big.
They lost twice. They lost to Miami late, and they lost to Louisiana Lafayette.
Okay.
And they won this one late, second field goal.
They should have beat Miami. They should have beat Miami. They had Miami. I think it was came down to the last few seconds of that game too, if I remember correctly. That was early
it was a late
season.
Late loss.
Yeah. Okay. Well, shout out to them though. I mean. Yeah, good for App State. Second best team in the state.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
From the basketball court at the University of Virginia to the classroom at UNC Chapel Hill, Dr. Deborah Strowman has it all covered. Now this professor and sports business entrepreneur is about to take you to school. It's time for Dishing It Up with Dr. Strowman and the Sports Shop on Buzz Sports Radio.
He strolls in the building. What's up, Dr. Strowman?
Good morning.
How you doing, Dr. Strowman? You doing all right this morning?
I am doing well. This is another special time in the year when you have so many different sports going on, college and pro, and all the conversations and the pundits, and it's a lot of fun. It can be stressful though if you really, really are super opinionated and want to stay in a particular mindset. I'm hearing all the talk about Russell Westbrook and what's going to happen with the Lakers. I mean, it's so early. It's so early to say whether or not it's going to work.
That ain't what's stressing you out. Your boy Ben Simmons not coming to work. Your boy Ben Simmons not coming to work is what's stressing you out.
Well, that we looked good last night. The Sixers no doubt showed that they can be a competitive team without him. He is very, very good. But I'm okay. I'm used to, I'm from Philadelphia, so we're used to this heartbreak and this trauma. So, but what is on my mind today is trying to keep up with college sports in this expansion. And yes, today is quiz day. It is quiz day for you all. And I don't want you to, again, don't get nervous. Don't start heavy breathing and high blood pressure. Oh, and you cannot go to your computer, so don't even try it, K-Mac, okay? All right. Now, what has happened? The American Athletic Conference. And again, I know this show, we get very, very serious, but also we have some humor. So I don't want anybody to get upset if you feel like we're disrespecting your team. But I had to look up, like, where is the American Athletic Conference? Okay. But they're expanding. And they've asked for six teams to join in. And the potential six teams, and it looks like it's going to happen, Flora Atlantic, North Texas, University of Texas at San Antonio, Rice, University of Alabama at Birmingham, and our Charlotte team. And you know Charlotte has gone through a new branding exercise, so they don't want to be the little sisters and be UNC Charlotte or, you know, UNC Wilmington, UNC at Green. They're going to be, their new branding is Charlotte. And so it will actually be a good win for them. I think it will help elevate in terms of their football program because they have been doing well. They are younger, right? As we know, they started in 2013 and they found, you know, what some would say modest success under third year coach Will Haley. But just trying to understand all this alignment and who's going where. And it really started with, you know, the departures, you know, the Big 12 and the SEC. And now this is just the domino effect. So these teams would join. Now, eight, again, American Athletic members, Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF, Central Florida, they went to the Big 12. And the Big 12 now has only eight football-playing members. But if this all happens, American would be one of the two, Mountain West is the other one, with the strongest non-Power 5 conferences. And of course, this would have a trickle-down effect as well. Conference USA, if this happens, now they're going to end up with just eight remaining members, which they were trying to get the American and the Sun Belt to regroup and kind of figure this out around along geographical lines. I'll say that the two most attractive teams are Texas, San Antonio, and UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham, because they actually have ranked football teams last year, this year. They've actually won the bulk of the conference titles, and that's going to really elevate the American League. So here's the quiz. let's get this started. Oh, one other point. We know that this is all happening because of money. Right?
Oh, yeah. I was just about to say, where's the money?
The dollar bills, yeah. Right now, the American, they average about $7 million per team with the media rights, and Conference USA schools get about $500,000. Now, for us who tend to follow the ACC, the Big 10, and the SEC, we know this is just small peanuts. So I'm not going to be mean. I'm not going to have a quiz where I ask you to tell me more about some of these smaller conferences. But I'm going to ask you about membership in the ACC, the SEC, and the Big Ten, and some of your favorite programs. So who knows which division for the Southeastern Conference, whether it's East or West. And we'll start off with one of your favorite programs, which is Alabama. Are they in the East or the West of the Southeastern Conference?
Oh, that's easy. They're in the West.
I hear quiet.
You knew Reese
was going to say. That's a good one. I hear quiet. It is silent.
You knew Reese was going to say West. You knew that was coming. He couldn't even think straight. He's like, oh, this is an easy one. Let me get that.
Okay, that's West. All right. He's correct. He's correct. How about Arkansas?
That's for the
Arkansas in the West.
West.
I'm not doing the answer, but I don't want to be that dude in class that I was answering all the day.
In the West. I know that. They're in the West too.
All right. They are in the West. They are in the West. Okay. So we had a newcomer move over, right, which helped to start this domino effect. Missouri came over to the SEC. Are they in the East or the West?
In the East.
Ooh.
I think they're in the East.
Ooh. Are you sure about that, Max? Are you sure about that?
They're East.
Yes, they're in the East.
He's good. They're in the East.
Okay.
All right, how about our big rival, down south, as in South Carolina, east or west?
East.
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 They are.
I just know these by Alabama schedule. Okay. That's how I know. I know them by Alabama schedule.
Everybody's got their own algorithm. Yeah, because
when they pair across.
Right.
That's true. That's true.
All right. Out of all the schools in the SEC, which is known as the academic powerhouse?
Oh, Vanderbilt.
That's right, Vanderbilt. East or west?
That's in Nashville. That's in Nashville.
East.
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 Oh, wait. East.
It's got to be East. Yeah, it's got to be.
East. Okay. Y'all did very well with the SEC.
Yeah,
because
they don't play Alabama.
You know, our footprint
Everything is based on what Alabama, so you got to think of who Alabama plays, like K-Mac said. So that's why I know. I mean, I don't give a damn about Missouri. I don't give a damn about Missouri at all, but I know Alabama don't play them that much, so yeah. They can't be away.
And also, I know if we lost to them, it wouldn't matter. I go by, if we lost to them, does it matter? That's how I go by.
That's true. That's a true statement. We can still win the West. He's right about that. We can lose to Florida. It don't damn matter.
It goes by who you lose to.
Who's your Big Ten team?
That's a good point, man.
You said Big Ten?
Now, Big Ten, I'm all jammed up in the Big Ten.
All right, because we're going to test and see if you're going by this, who's my favorite team and who they play. Okay, we know that Maryland decided they had to pay their bills. They didn't want to get embarrassed anymore, so they went over to a stronger football conference, which is the Big Ten. Right. It's Big Ten. For the Big Ten, is Maryland in the East or the West?
East, I believe.
Now, that's a good one.
East.
I'm thinking East.
They are in the East. And so, how about who is going to contend with Alabama, whether it's on paper or not? People are always going to say, it's all about Ohio State. Are they in the East or the West of the Big Ten?
East.
East.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm sitting here thinking, I don't even know if I know anybody that I would say would be the West for the Big Ten.
The West got the sorry teams Nebraska.
Right. Exactly.
Northwestern.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh, no, Northwestern may be in the East, too. Yeah. I don't know.
No, that's good, Errol.
Ohio State East.
Right. Northwestern and Nebraska are in the West.
Yep.
With all due respect to Nebraska's tradition. But they're still trying to figure things out now. Ohio State is in the East. So with that being said, Ohio State's number one rival is whom?
Michigan.
That's right. And are they in the East Michigan. Or the West?
Which?
They got to be in the East, too.
East.
Yes, because
it matters.
East. Because they have to compete against Ohio State. Right. The people complain about, but ours is the one I'm not sure about.
Okay, so in the East, in the Big Ten, Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State are all there. There's no way Delaney could have broken up that. They needed that natural. And so in the West, you've got Iowa, and Wisconsin.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
How about Illinois?
Yeah.
East or West?
West.
And lastly, Indiana. Where's Indiana?
West. Hell, are they even in the conference?
I don't know.
East.
All right, we have to think basketball then. Yes,
they're in the East.
They are in the East. Thank you, Pam. They're in the East. Okay, let's talk about what we're supposed to know about.
That's stupid.
This is our footprint. Now, we are supposed to know about the ACC. We are in ACC territory.
Well, first of all,
and if we
first
go
all,
off of our
first
favorites,
of all,
go ahead.
Dr. Strobel, let me say this. When we're interviewing these guys now for ACC Outreach Football, the only way that I know whether in Atlantic or wherever, the coastal, they got it up on the screen. They got the logos up, up on the banners at the Western. We were interviewing them. Yeah, that's the only way I know. I'm just being honest.
But go ahead. For the media, that was important. They didn't want you all to mess up. Okay, so who are your favorite teams, K-Mac? Who's your favorite team in the ACC? Now, of course, you support everybody, but who's your favorite team?
My favorite team? NC State.
Yep. Ooh. NC State. Okay. Errol?
Oh, Next question. You know who my favorite team is.
Tar Heels. You got to pick one.
Exactly.
And I'm okay if you choose
Tar
Virginia.
Heels. Tar Heels.
Tar Heels. Okay.
One,
all right.
Three.
So if we look at Duke and we look, excuse me, if we look at NC State and we look at Carolina, NC State, Atlantic or Coastal?
I don't know what it's called. Is it called Atlantic?
See,
I can't remember what it's called.
Say what?
Yeah, I know who's in it.
Atlantic,
I just
and know, Coastal.
It's Atlantic. I think it's
okay.
Atlantic.
You're right. Yeah, it Atlantic. Is in the Atlantic. Yeah. Carolina, okay, Coastal, now, or now, Atlantic?
Ooh. Carolina got to be in the Coastal.
Right.
It is in the Coastal. It is in the Coastal. Yeah. Okay. Who we love to cheer for. Just be. I don't know. It's just a special school, special program. Wake Forest.
See, this is interesting Atlantic. Because I would say Atlantic because Gabe they were saying that they got to go down, State got to go to Winston-Salem to play, to make it to Charlotte. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm saying Atlantic as well. Yeah.
You know what's funny? I could really just pull this up on my laptop and just do it, but I really want to see if I can do it.
Right. No. That's exactly right. Yeah. Yep.
It is. Wake Forest is in the Atlantic, and they are balling out. They are 6-0. They are leading the Atlantic. Okay.
They are.
And who do we, how about the team that many people are surprised, but they are balling out in football right now, Boston College, Atlantic or Coastal?
They are Coastal. In, I would say Atlantic. Atlantic, yeah.
They are Atlantic.
I'm not sure about that.
Because and all the reason I know that, because I know NC State was in Atlantic, and I know, see, NC State's in there with all the tough teams right now. Clemson's in the Atlantic too, by the way.
Well, that means, does that mean Pitt is in the Atlantic as well?
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah,
they are in
Coastal.
And they are 5-1.
Yeah.
And they play Clemson this weekend, by the way, up there in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Clemson's got 2 losses overall. Pitt has 1 loss. All right, how about Virginia, Cavaliers, Atlantic or Coastal?
Oh, that's an easy one. Well, I'm not sure it's easy or not.
Coastal.
Carolina, same place, Coastal.
Coastal.
Yeah.
That's it, Pam, Coastal.
Virginia Tech, yep, same thing.
Yeah, the Tech schools are in the Coastal. Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech.
Oh, okay.
Duke.
How about Duke?
Pitt, yep.
Coastal.
Duke has to be Coastal.
Yep. Coastal rivalry with Chapel
wherever,
Hill.
Wherever we are.
That's right. Yeah, wherever we are.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
How about Louisville?
They would be in Atlantic, if I'm correct. If I remember, look at the banner where I was talking to head football coach for Louisville.
I'm looking at the banner. Let me see.
You think I'm joking? That's how you figure it out. I'm
gonna go Atlantic too. I'm gonna go Atlantic on this one too.
Yeah, they are in the Atlantic.
Okay.
So it's interesting how the Big Ten made sure that Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State were all in the same division. And I remember when they were dividing up the ACC and the controversy of not putting NC State and Carolina in the same division. But what they said, they pretty much guaranteed that NC State and Carolina would play each other each year because they have to protect that rivalry. And, of course, you know, as you all know, I'm a Virginia grad, and, you know, we were kind of bummed because Maryland left, and that's our natural rivalry, along with Virginia Tech. So they made sure Virginia and Virginia Tech stayed in the Coastal together. But in terms of the end of the year with scheduling, you know, you always have Duke and Carolina, the last weekend of the ACC men's ACC basketball. But what they did is they paired Virginia and Louisville. So they're trying to create that rivalry. Virginia's a little offended because Louisville's new kids on the block. We'd rather play with some of our teams that traditionally have been in the league, like State, like UNC, like Duke. But they're trying to force this rivalry between Virginia and Louisville.
Professor,
so I
got
think
a
all of you get an A. Great job.
Question,
I know a lot
professor.
Of it was guessing, but, you know, teachers don't get a chance to know whether or not the student guessed or whether or not they actually did.
See, Dr. Strober, it may have come across as guessing, but actually it was processing for me. So that's my mental process that I go through in order to,
Professor
Strowman, get to the right answer.
I have a question.
Yes.
Professor. So when that school in Indiana, I think it's Indiana, where's Notre Dame? When they decide to play, come back into the conference, like for football, are they in Atlantic or are they in the Coastal when they decide that they want to be part of our conference?
They don't get, they don't have to decide. They just schedule them. Right? They
so,
don't,
oh, wow.
That's the power of Notre Dame. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So last year when they represented, when they was trying to be part of the ACC, they were. I can't remember, were they in the Coastal or the Atlantic Division when they was here during the pandemic. I can't remember what division they was in.
They didn't do divisions last year.
Oh, that's right. That's exactly right. Thank you, D.
That's what it
is. Yeah, we got to get Dennison here. Absolutely.
Right, exactly. Okay.
Yeah, but that partnership started in 2013 for all sports but football and hockey. So if you all remember that. And so they want them to be in the league, but Notre Dame, because of their fan base, it is considered the school for all Catholics all around the world. And of course, there are other great Catholic sports programs, you know, whether it's, you know, Georgetown or, I mean, just look at the Big East, right? The basketball conference. But Notre Dame, if you're a Catholic, that's supposed to be the school, even though if you never got in, your mom got denied, your grandpa couldn't get in, whatever. Everybody supports Notre Dame if you're Catholic. And that money, that power, it just gives them the media rights. They get to, you know, choose their own way. And there are times where they need the ACC, like last year and some other years. But they're going to do their own thing.
So Dr. Strong, which model do you think is better? Right, where we have the divisions, or where we just rank everybody 1 through 15, and let's just go for it.
Well, what's that quote? Where you stand depends on where you sit. So if you're the fan, we just want everybody to, you know, play. We can't keep up with these divisions. I mean, here's all of us who even follow sports, and we're guessing, you know.
Right.
But for the people who pay the bills, it makes it easier for scheduling. It makes it easy for, you know, to be able to have some type of leverage with your head coach, which is screaming, I want to play this team. I want to do that. So for the fan base, I just think we don't like getting caught up in the which division you're in and all of that. But in terms of paying the bills, you have to have divisions. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yep. That's fair.
But this
was
great. Awesome.
It was good.
Again.
Yeah, that was
fun. Well, looking forward to the weekend. This is I'm a fan of having one powerhouse, like one Tiger Woods, one Mike Tyson, one Clemson. You know, that's the person up on the pedestal. You must knock that person off. But I also like this free-for-all. You have no idea who's going to win or lose each weekend in college football right now. And that's exciting.
Right. It is.
Sounds great. All right, Dr. Strobin, as always, it's a pleasure having you on. As always, you make us think.
Thank you.
You make us laugh. I almost made me cry for a minute there. I didn't know what the hell Indiana
was. Make us want to go do homework.
All right. Have a great day and have a wonderful weekend.
Appreciate
you
it.
You too.
You too.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes store.